Life Audio.
A Prayer for a Titus II Mentor by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They're to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Titus 2:3-5. I'm the only born-again Christian in my immediate family. Although we did have a Bible in our home, it was more of a centerpiece on the coffee table than a book to be read. It was occasionally wiped down when dust collected on it, never opened or read. I don't have memories of my family praying before meals or hearing about Jesus from any of my relatives or grandparents. Sadly, I didn't have a praying grandma who led me in the faith. So when I became a follower of Christ at age 22, the road was a lonely one for me. I felt very misunderstood and different from the rest of my family members for a very long time, and I still do, to be frank. I'm so thankful for the Christian friends the Lord has placed in my life who encouraged me and prayed for me on my journey with Christ. But I've always longed for someone older in the faith to mentor me. I read Titus 2 with a longing in my heart, wondering if I could ever have a mentor relationship with a woman like this. You can hit Google or YouTube and social media to find older women in the faith, of course, but I want to move beyond online connections. I desire a one-on-one personal mentor who I can enjoy conversations with about Jesus and the Bible. I wonder if you feel the same. Where are the Titus 2 women? I find myself asking. Instead of being tempted to complain about this lack in my life, I'm reminded I must go to God in prayer, especially when it seems so out of reach for me to find a mentor who can come alongside of me and teach me to love my husband and children and love Jesus and His Word even more. We're living in a very isolated time all over the world. So many of us are lonely and looking for connection. We were created to be in relationship with one another, especially in the body of Christ. The metaverse will never replace the real life universe where we're there for one another to bear one another's burdens, to pray for each other, and spur each other on in the faith, face to face. The call for women in Titus 2 is one that's important within the church and one that our society desperately needs. We need godly women strong in the faith to raise strong, godly children with strong, godly marriages. Families like this could change the world for Christ. Do you find yourself longing for a mentor who has walked with Jesus for a long time, maybe decades longer than yourself? Does it seem impossible to meet someone like this? Well, let me remind you that nothing is impossible for God. The Father knows the desires of our heart, especially desires that line up with His Word, and He wants those desires to become reality for you. Instead of growing discouraged and tempted to complain, let's run to the Father and pray that we would see this relationship of a mentor fulfilled in our life, not just for us, but to ultimately give Him glory and see the gospel advance. Let's pray. Father God, I'm finding myself lonely on my walk with Christ. I look for others to encourage, evangelize, and disciple who might be younger in the faith, but I long for a mentor who can come alongside me and teach me more about You and how to be a godly woman, one who loves her husband and children so deeply. It may feel impossible to find, but I trust that nothing is impossible for You, God. Thank You for hearing my prayer, and I believe I'll see this desire of my heart fulfilled, because it's something that You call women to do for each other. I pray You would raise up women who reflect those found in Titus 2, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.